Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Station.
Showtime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
There's no downgrade. This might actually be an upgrade.
I would think it probably is.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I was just there. I was just taking up space.
What Boy, everyone's your... excited about this.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. That's the name of the show. Those aren't the two people here today. Jeff is. That's me. Bob is not. So you get a second helping. Is this a third helping?
This week, yeah.
A third helping?
Yeah, the Bob and Jeff show with the other guy.
Wait,
all the time, it
seems
like.
What was your third day? Because you were here
Monday.
Monday.
Third. I was
Thursday.
Here yesterday.
And now Friday. It's Jason Duda. You see his jersey.
I'm tired.
We're all tired.
I'm tired.
Everybody's tired. If you're not tired, you're not living life.
Really?
I think
so. Is that
so.
How you see it?
Yes.
Why is that?
You think there are a lot of
why is everybody just tired? What is it?
Because life beats you down, and the older you get, the more it beats, and the more it wears you down.
You're so full of wisdom.
Well, then tell me what's the answer. Answer your own question.
I'm asking. Why would I answer if I knew the answer, I wouldn't ask the question, Jeff.
Well, when you asked it and I answered it, you didn't accept my answer.
I didn't like it.
So that must mean you have a better answer.
I don't have an answer.
Or a better theory.
But I don't like yours. That's all that was. It's very simple.
Then come up with your own. That'd be my only advice for you.
Come up with your own. Fine.
Think about it the rest of the show. I'll ask you at 3:50.
Okay.
Why everybody's tired. You got your coffee. I had my chocolate donut. They should not leave chocolate donuts anywhere near me.
Yeah, how many have you had?
Like, every time I open a donut box and there's a chocolate donut in there.
Yeah.
Especially the chocolate on chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Cake donut.
Yep.
I don't stand a chance.
None?
Zero.
That's too bad.
Isn't that terrible?
No.
How do you?
I'm not a huge donut guy.
That doesn't even make sense to me.
Not a big donut fan.
What would you prefer over a donut? Like,
anything.
I got a donut here, or I got a
bacon
toaster
and eggs.
Strudel, or...
Bacon and eggs.
Yeah, those are okay. A little played out, but...
Oh, but the donuts aren't.
Not really.
Oh, come
you
on.
You get donuts a lot?
No.
No, nobody does, because they're terrible for you. So bacon and eggs, yeah, they're always accessible. But donuts, you got to, like, go out and get them.
Oh, you make them yourself.
You don't make... Do you make donuts?
No.
Then why would I make a donut?
Then you don't have to get out and get them.
But who
just answered your own question.
Who makes donuts? That's the like, oh, well,
My grandma used to make donuts.
You can't put gasoline in your car. You should make your own. Like
my,
that's
my grandma used to make her own donuts.
She made her own gasoline?
Donuts, Jeff.
Oh.
Do you listen ever? Like, well, I know when your dad's here, it's different. You don't want to listen. But when you have somebody else in, you should listen a little
bit. Yeah, but I'd moved on from donuts to...
Well, I hadn't.
To
that's just it. I didn't. I hadn't.
How ridiculous it sounds to somebody to say, hey, make your own donuts. Like, I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sure your grandma was a lovely person.
And her donuts were the best.
But there's a reason her donuts never left the house.
Because we ate them all.
And Dunkin' Donuts has locations worldwide. Okay?
And what's the reasoning for that?
They're better.
Not a chance. Not
yeah,
a chance.
Trust me.
Oh, trust
the
me.
The masses believe that to be the case.
The masses haven't tasted grandma's. So
no offense, again, to your grandma. But she did not have...
Be careful where you're going with
the
these
...the proper
words.
Technology to make and mass-produce donuts the quality of a place like Dunkin'. Period.
You don't need technology to make stuff that's really good. Like
what
a donut.
What did she do then without technology? With nothing plugged in and
nothing
with
plugged. You're talking. You said the masses and the technology. That's why they're better,
right? Among
that's
many,
so wrong.
Many other reasons.
So wrong.
Years.
That's like saying you go to McDonald's because they're mass produced and there's so many of them, but you cook a homemade meal out of the garden. That's no good.
Donuts are donuts. Again, donuts are donuts. People don't make donuts. Okay.
People do
and
make
your
donuts.
Grandma
Jeff.
Making.
I
her
guarantee
own donuts.
You, somebody listening out there right now makes their own donuts.
869-1240, the IHOP hotline. Do you make your own pancakes? Do you make your own donuts? The IHOP hotline brought to you by IHOP. Celebrate the weekdays. The weekdays. We're one of them right now.
Yeah, we are.
We should be celebrating. Instead, you're going on and on about your grandma's donut.
Well, you're trying to tell me that some mass-produced place like a Dunkin' Donuts are better than a homemade one.
And you can celebrate those weekdays with new IHOP house faves, all your favorites, for just $6 Monday through Friday. What a deal.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Have you ever seen the movie War of the Worlds?
Is that a zombie one?
It's not a zombie. It's an alien movie. It's got Tom Cruise in it.
Oh, when they pick them up in the thingy and they get them.
Yeah.
They pull them up and put them in a cage underneath.
See, this is why your grandma's donuts aren't that good. Because this is how you describe something, right?
Well, poorly. I'm trying to figure out what movie this is.
Tom Cruise.
Yes, Tom Cruise. And do they not take the people off the ground and bring them up into some, like,
the
cage?
The spaceship.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes, I have seen it.
You've seen that movie. Did you see the lightning last night? Did you experience...
Yes.
Was that the freakiest lightning you've ever seen?
Cool.
I thought the aliens were coming for sure. I thought this is not a normal electrical storm. There is some otherworldly aspect to this.
Really?
And it freaked me out. Because the darkness, it just like came on immediately. And it was a weird kind of shade. The coloring was a little off. And here comes this lightning that's like not really up in the sky. It's just kind of... It's kind of in the clouds a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that didn't seem right to me. I thought the aliens were coming.
They weren't.
That we know of.
Well, they weren't last night.
That we know of.
They weren't here.
They weren't coming? They're not here.
Not last
night.
Not last night.
How do you know?
Because we're still here.
We're still here, but are they now additionally here?
Well, we'd know if they were here. They're different.
I'm not sure that's how that works.
Oh, it does.
Haven't you seen Men in Black? They hide in plain sight sometimes.
Oh, really?
They disguise themselves as normal, regular people.
Like Jack Jeeb's spot on the jewelry store.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. That's Men in Black. If you're going to talk about it,
you know what
it is?
I don't know what that one is. I don't know that reference.
That's the guy who gets shot and his head grows back.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about Men in Black.
Oh, I was just describing the premise. The plot. I didn't know all the characters' names, but I do know in Men in Black that aliens hide as humans.
Yeah.
Which I think might be happening in this room somewhere.
Really?
Somewhere.
The Silver Fox?
It's possible.
Could be the Silver Fox.
Is there a record of him anywhere else?
You can't have a head of hair like that at his age and not be an alien.
You wouldn't think
There's
so.
There's no way.
Absolutely not.
It's unbelievable. So
it is,
jealous.
It is amazing.
So jealous.
It's my only good feature, my head of hair.
I know it is, but it's still really good. Like, look how it even lays
you
down
wouldn't trade
when he's wearing
it for anything.
Like, it's perfect.
There's no other quality trait that you'd trade that head of hair for.
He's got to get a haircut like once a week to keep it so perfect.
How often do you get a haircut, Max?
I'll get one Saturday. Like yeah.
every Saturday.
Every 4 weeks.
Every month or so, yeah. He says.
Very
13
nice.
13 times a year.
How long does it take? Like, are you there for 10, 15,
no,
20
they,
minutes?
No.
Where do you go?
Mine takes five.
Great clips. On Maple and West.
Is that where you go, dudes?
Shout out to Ryan.
No, I have a stylist.
No, you don't.
Diana. Yes, I do.
Why?
Because my wife and I have been going to her for 25 years.
That's
and so she's a friend of ours.
See, now
So it's always good to go and you just kind of have a chat, see how things are going. She's a friend.
Now I have a lot of problems.
Uh-oh.
Not with you having a stylist.
I have a stylist.
But you know...
It's one of the things I can actually say that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I had...
I'm not worried about him having
back
a stylist.
East, I went to the same guy for 10 years in California. I went to the same guy for...
Yeah,
he was there's no problem
He
with
was
that.
Your stylist, right?
Yeah,
here's
exactly.
the problem, though. Here's again, no problem with having a stylist. That's not the issue. Here's the issue. You have a stylist and... In addition to that, every time I say, hey, you got a haircut, you trimmed up, you look good. Why would you notice that? That's so weird.
It is
That's
weird.
So weird that you would notice that.
It is weird.
But here you are with absolutely nothing going on your head or face.
Whoa.
Now I got to go to a stylist.
I do.
But if someone notices, that's weird.
Don't listen to this guy, Mandy. Don't listen to him. He's just jealous because he has no hair.
None. I'm not jealous.
He's trying to still shave his face like some wrestler. So
Roman Reigns.
Don't even worry about it.
Or J.B. Bickerstaff.
And he's
the head
bomb.
Coach of the Pistons.
Just the bomb.
Thank you.
Love her to death.
But next time you call me out for noticing that you've quaffed a little bit.
A what?
Then I don't want to hear it. Okay?
I what?
Quaffed. Quaffed.
I don't know what that means.
Style or arrange, typically in an elaborate way, someone's hair.
Okay.
You ready to hear what the show's about today?
I am.
At 2 o'clock, first and 20. That's what we're doing right now.
First and 20?
Yeah, that's what we call it. The first
nice.
Segment of the show.
Fair enough.
First and 20. I assume it was a holding call on you that set us back 10 yards.
Oh, not surprised.
But
you'd think I'd probably be able to pancake block somebody, though.
Eventually, maybe, yes. But you are our backup right tackle.
Fair enough.
At 2:25, Tyson Bowerly. And this is where we start to get into the Friday Five a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Because the Friday Five, while it was published last week...
It was?
...by my good friend Matt Heilman of Catch It Kansas, KWCH, KWCH.com, it wasn't very good. He didn't do a good job.
He didn't?
He gave us five games, and he gave us a nugget or two here or there. But he did not do the Friday Five in the spirit in which it is done...
Like you
Every
think
week.
It should be done.
Well, like I do it.
Yeah, that's exactly what
Whether I,
was, I
think it should be
I
done.
Was, that's where I was going with
Whether
that.
I think it should be done like that or not, that's how it is done.
Oh.
It's my thing to do, right?
Oh, of course.
If Matt Heilman had his special series or a segment or something like that, and I came in and did it, would I do it his way?
Well, I don't know.
I'd try.
Would you do it your way?
Would I pull it off? I don't know.
Who's in the five this week?
Well, I'm going to tell you, but first I want to tell you this. Our friend Ralph,
uh-huh.
You may know him.
I know Ralph.
From the tennis community.
I know who Ralph is.
He commented on I posted the Friday Five on Facebook,
uh-huh.
And just got an absolutely loving column. And I'd love to hear from Ralph.
Ralph,
to,
why?
To maybe elaborate
what?
On exactly where he was going with this.
So, to give you a bigger pat in the back, is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'd like to just hear some details.
Oh, okay.
Kind of what was going through his mind when he said it. Not to give you the big head, Jeff, but this article reminds me of the superior writing in The Athletic.
Oh.
Very good. Do you know what The Athletic is?
It's a magazine.
It's a
magazine.
It's a website.
It's a sports-only website produced by somebody called the New York Times.
Never heard of them.
So basically what Dave Hall, Ralph is saying. Whoop. Basically what Ralph is saying, not Dave
Good
anybody.
Good job.
I meant.
Wow.
I meant Buddy
Hall.
Oh,
yeah, I want him to call now.
I was thinking about
He'll
Buddy
Hall.
He'll
never call now, and you'll never hear from him again.
No, I was thinking about Buddy Holly. I said somebody else. It's weird. It's weird how that worked out. So basically what Ralph is saying is that I should be in the New York Times.
Not anymore. Not a chance.
Come on.
I bet he sends you another email here or whatever he did, and then he's retracting everything he said.
Probably.
Guaranteed.
But that being said, one of the games in the Friday Five, maybe the lead game, the game of the week, 7-0 Andale hosting 7-0
Heston?
Heston. How about that?
Impressive.
Heston 7-0 and with a huge game tonight against Andale. We'll talk to Heston's coach, Tyson Bowerly.
Oh, that's a big one.
It is a big one.
That's a big one.
Remember last week when we talked to the South coach?
Yes.
Because they were playing Northwest.
Yes, correct.
For the City League Championship of the World.
Yes.
Do you know the score of that game?
It wasn't good.
It was not good.
No.
It was 62-8.
Yeah, as I said, it was not good.
It was 62-8.
I know, that's not good.
I feel bad, but I'm glad we had him on.
Absolutely.
And if he goes 4-0 in the City League next year, we'll have him on again.
Of course we will.
And if Heston goes 7-0 next year and maybe gets drubbed by Andale tonight, we'll have him on again next year.
There you go.
These guys, when they have success, they deserve to talk about it, right?
Yep. Who else do you got? You got Mays in there yet?
Well,
you got Mays South in there yet?
Mays South plays Hutchinson, which is an okay game, but Mays South has gotten absolutely slaughtered 2 weeks in a row.
So
they don't deserve.
No?
I was just calling it like it is.
I guess.
We love Brent Pfeiffer, the only coach in the history of Mays South's football program, and we truly admire the work he's done there. He won a lot of games, had a lot of success, but I don't think he'd argue with me saying that right now they don't deserve a spot in the Friday Five.
Fair enough.
So they're not in it. Mays plays Salina South. That's a terrible game.
I'll be at that one.
Salina South is winless.
Yeah.
And Mays should handle them.
But would we have said that a month ago?
Well, if it was Mays South or Mays winless against Salina South winless, same thing. Who really cares?
But
if Mays keeps winning.
Mays is probably the best uptake so far from a team this season, wouldn't you say? From where they started to where they are right now?
It sure appears that way.
I would think so. And I just thought maybe you'd throw them in there.
And
that's
all. I was going to, I think, last week against Valley Center just because I wanted to talk about Mays, right? And Valley Center's not terrible. They're not good. I wanted to talk about, you can't talk about Mays when they play Salina South. So hopefully Mays either has a good playoff game next week or they win their playoff game and have an entry. I want to get Mays in the Friday Five. The whole goal of the Friday Five is to include teams that we haven't discussed. Because if it's just the same teams over and over, there's nothing new to say about these teams.
That's right.
So, yes, Andale's going to show up a few times because they're good. Cheney, all the teams you think. But we want teams like Mays who have increased their profile over the course of the season.
That's really
what we're looking for.
Well put.
And we hadn't talked about Pratt, and they've got a big one tonight against Cheney. 2 6-1 ball clubs that have both
big game
that have both been beaten badly by Wichita Collegiate. So there's a lot going on. Andover Central at 2:45. We're going to break out the SimGen 2000.
No, is it coming back?
We're going to bring it out for a few minutes.
Why wouldn't we?
We'll bring it out for a few minutes.
I can't wait.
And we'll put a game in there too, or maybe we'll. Maybe we'll throw some college basketball wins projections in there. It's really kind of up to you.
Well, we can do whatever with the
SimGen.
Whatever
you want to put in the SimGen 2000.
It does everything.
It does.
It's a very knowledgeable tool.
And you know what it is?
What?
It doesn't criticize. It doesn't discriminate. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If we put a game in there, it gives us the results regardless of how we feel.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't have feelings.
No.
It just tells us what's going to happen.
Which is the best thing about it.
That's all we need.
I love it.
At 3 o'clock, a game?
At three? Yeah, we'll play a game.
Do you have a little game?
I got a couple. I'm going to see which one you guys want to battle it out with.
Well, we might be able to play both because, you know, the game usually stretches back to that 340 segment.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, there's a couple different subjects here on your guys' knowledge that we'll talk about during the break.
Do
and
I
see
get
which
pro
one.
Wrestling again?
No, that wasn't even fair. That game didn't count because of that. They were too easy a question.
All the questions are going to be pretty easy for me in pro wrestling.
In pro wrestling.
Pro wrestling is
we're not doing that anymore.
Is a thing that kind of just sticks with you. If you follow pro wrestling, you don't even really need to study it to remember it. Does that make sense?
Yep. I do. It does. I get it.
And at 3:25 today, we'll talk with Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine about some of those games we mentioned just a minute ago that were in the Friday Five. Northwest at Goddard Eisenhower. What about that one?
They're both 6-1, aren't they?
They are. And you don't see a lot of City League versus AVCTL games, especially when it's top teams. Like you've seen Derby Carroll when those teams were really good, but it's not something that you see a ton. The Derby Carroll play tonight. Also not a Friday Five game.
Derby Carroll, too.
Carroll has not...
they have not had a year that they normally would have.
They've not held up there into the bargain. We look forward, however, to Carroll jumping back into the mix in the City League and in the state because the Friday Five will continue beyond this year, and we would like to highlight Bishop Carroll.
The Friday Five would be tough next week because there's usually not very many good games, is there?
You want to find the 8-9 type games. You want to find the games between the teams that have had good but not great seasons. You want to find a game with the team on a winning streak against a team that maybe was pretty good most of the season. That's really what you're looking for in week one of the playoffs. Because you're right, you don't find a lot.
Makes sense.
All right, let's take a break. What a segment.
Oh, unbelievable.
Was that so good? Did that just fly by?
I didn't realize that we had already done the first and 20.
First and 20.
The first and 20 is
insane.
Done.
We will come back and talk to Tyson Bowerly, the coach of Heston, 7-0 Heston, the Swathers, tonight facing Andale in a big one to wrap up the regular season. Our producer and engineer, Max Power, takes us to break. Jason Duda's here. Bob isn't. Jeff is. It's Bob and Jeff, KFH.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Let's go back to the IHOP hotline and talk with Tyson Bowerly. He's the head coach at Heston High School. Heston undefeated, has a big one tonight at Andale, who's also 7-0. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys?
We are doing well also. So this is, Heston has obviously had some really good years in the past, pretty much every year, but it hasn't started 7-0 in a while. What's been the key to this start, and what have you felt about your team so far?
Yeah, it's been 2014 was the last time we've been in this spot. So
yep.
It's a good spot to be in right now. But, you know, we talked about it about 5 weeks ago. I bragged on our senior class, and I'll continue to do that today. I mean, these guys, they just work, you know, and they're a group that they've played a lot of ball over the years. They've been together for many years. You know, it's one of those groups that they kind of know what each other will do in big moments and what they're thinking and what they need, you know, what they need picked up. And, you know, it's just a fun group to work with. And they've led our way in practice and in the weight room and film study, and they continue to do that. And we've had a lot of guys step up and fill different roles, and that's been a fun part of the season. And that's been a big reason why we've been successful is guys filling roles that get the opportunity to play.
Well, Coach, obviously you're having a great year. Why don't you tell us about some of the guys on the offensive side and the defensive side that have stepped it up for you this year?
Yeah, offensively, you know, our workhorse is Carter Gonzalez, senior running back. I think he's close to about 880 yards right now on the ground, 17 touchdowns or so. He is tough to tackle. I think I lie on the roster and say he's 5'10". He's maybe he might be 5'10". 200.
He might be. He might be 5'6", yeah. Too. You never know.
Yeah, but he is tough. Just a physical runner. And honestly, we haven't fed him as much as what, you know, we will going forward. You know, early in the season, we got to make sure he's healthy on offense and defense because he's a big part of our defense too. So, you know, early in the year, it was 11 carries, 12 carries, it was 15. Last week it was 22. So, you know, you'll kind of see his production continue to rise, hopefully, as we move forward throughout November. The thing is, though, I don't think you can really key on Carter as much as what teams are going to like to because, you know, Jarrett Humphreys, sophomore quarterback, he stepped up in a big way, filling a senior shoes that was injured, Reed Friesen. But he's done a good job of getting the ball to playmakers on the edge. We got another senior, Blake Hansen, as a receiver who's done some great things. Junior Dexon Deering is a receiver who's done some great things. But really maybe the glue to our offense this year has been Asher Dutchendorf. He is, well, he's kind of the Taysom Hill of the team. In fact, we have a personnel package where we can put him on the ball as a tight end or inline tight end. He can be off the ball. He can be in the backfield. He can be split out wide. We've got all kinds of different tags and motions for him to kind of get different matchups. And he's been kind of a fun piece to work with as a coach because, you know, you can put him anywhere you want, and he's got the skill set to really produce, and he's leading us in receiving yards right now. And, you know, we got some things ready for him tonight too, so hopefully we can continue to get him the ball and keep the eyes off of Carter. And, you know, can't say enough about the offensive line, though, too. We've only started one senior in the offensive line, so we're fairly young. But those guys have done a good job paving the way and helping us get some points on the board over the last couple of weeks.
Talking with Tyson Bowerly, the Heston High School football coach. They've got a huge one tonight at Andale to close out the regular season. So every team that you've played so far has either 2, 3, or 4 wins on the season. We know even if all those teams had been undefeated that Andale presents a different type of challenge. What's your mindset going into this game? What have you seen from them on film that maybe, well, you're probably not going to tell us, but I'll ask you anyway. What have you seen from them on film that maybe you can exploit? And how are the guys kind of getting up for this one?
Yeah, we're excited for this one. You know, we have we called it a hunt mentality for this game. We're going to go hunting. So we're going to do our best to put our guys in attack mode, and they've done that all week. This is one of those games that when the schedule comes out, you're like, okay, yep. Like, you know, we face some teams that are going to struggle in the middle of the season, but that one's going to be a big game. I'm not going to stand here and lie and say we haven't worked toward it over the last couple of weeks too with what we've installed and things like that. But, you know, what you see on film from those guys, they play incredibly hard. They are relentless. They are very good with their technique. Their effort is never going to falter. And they've got guys that can rotate in when somebody gets tired. So, you know, that's going to present a challenge for us. We're going to have to be physically and mentally ready for that. Just a little bit heavier workload for some of our guys up front. I'm not going to get into details, like you said, of what we'd like to exploit, but, you know, we feel like we're tough. We feel like we have different ways to attack, both offensively and defensively. So we like our shot. We're not coming out with a gimmicky offense or a gimmicky defense like some teams have tried. We're going best on best in some cases, and we're going to go find out if we can hang with them.
I like that. That's good. I am kind of curious, you know, with obviously you're making the playoffs and where you guys are at, your first round opponent, you should be in a good spot. How do you, when you're going against a team like this tonight and then knowing that you have playoffs coming up, is this one of those games where you say, boys, we're just going to see exactly where we are and we're going to go from there?
Yeah, to an extent. But I will say that our guys want this one. This is something that, you know, there's certain teams that you don't really bring up, like winning and state championships and, you know, being undefeated and those types of things. This team isn't one of those teams. This is one of those teams that, you know, guys are going to say what they want to say. You know, you're not going to have the elephant in the room that nobody talks about. I mean, we've said all summer long, like, this is what we want. We want to be 7-0 going into our district championship game, basically, at home against Sandale, and we want to go get that one. So, you know, we're taking it, I know it's cliche, but we're literally 1 week at a time, and we're going to go see what we got tonight.
Tyson Bowerly, our guest from Heston High School. So have you looked ahead to what the playoffs might look like? This one kind of decides the district, but we know that isn't necessarily as meaningful as your overall seed. What have you found out or learned just from looking at the standings in 3A in the West to where you might fall?
Well, it is not a secret that 3A West is brutal.
Yeah.
It is tough. I mean, you got so many good programs with good coaching staffs that have been there for years that are just traditional powerhouses. And so, I mean, we haven't looked very far ahead because we put a lot of focus into this week, but I mean, in the back of my mind, I'm always kind of looking to seeing how things go and seeing what it looks like. It's going to be a tough road. Whoever earns it, I mean, that's what it's going to be. They're going to earn it for sure. Cause it's, I mean, you've got some tough matchups right away, and then especially already in round two.
Yeah, tell us about your background a little bit. I think this is your eighth year at Heston. What got you involved in coaching? What do you love about this sport? And kind of what was your career path here?
Sure. I spent about 10 years at Sterling High School coaching different things, and I honestly wasn't coaching football at the beginning. You know, kind of doing some basketball stuff and softball things. I've always wanted to coach, and that was always my career path from high school on. My dad was a high school basketball coach, so I knew, you know, the impact and influence that you can have as a coach. And then I kind of got my foot in the door with some strength conditioning things, and then that led to some football things. And, you know, I was an assistant for a couple of years, and all of a sudden, bam, you're being asked to be the head coach of a small program and taking things over. And you know, eighth year here, and I'll just say that the thing that I love about coaching is, you know, every single day I've got a chance to impact and influence young men for the betterment of our society. And I take that part seriously. Our staff takes that part seriously. And we have a blast with them. We push them. We challenge them. You know, we learn together. We grow together. And you know, I think, I don't know if there's a better profession than being a high school football coach. You know, I'll say that when things are going well, when you're winning.
You know, that makes it easier.
Yeah, but like just the daily impact that I get to have, you know, I don't know of another position in society that has that.
Coach, you know, you're talking about the kids and obviously trying to grow them as men. What are you finding nowadays that is the biggest difference compared to when you started? You know, social media, everything else that's going on around the NIL. I'm sure kids talk about that in the locker room about college kids and this and that. What is the biggest, a couple of the biggest things that are just so different than they were just 10 years ago? And that makes it difficult for a coach.
Yeah. You know, people can talk about kids all they want. You know, I'll always defend them because, you know, I think they need to be defended. But, you know, at the same time, things have changed. I just think there's so many more distractions in our society, whether it's, you know, social media stuff or, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, so many things can get their attention when you're trying to talk about, you know, a team first or program first and those types of mentalities in on a football team. It's tough when kids are pulled in so many different directions and you're trying to get buy-in when it's kind of a countercultural idea. Yeah, I mean, things have changed. It is a little bit different. And, you know, you're still trying to get the hearts of young men and doing the best you can. But, yeah, the distractions are definitely there.
There's my mic. So we're trying to get you into as many games against fellow H schools as we can. You've already done Hillsboro, Hoisington, and Halstead. So we need a playoff game against Holcomb or Hugoton. That's just Hiawatha, I think, is on the other side. Holton's over there. So
yeah.
You're going to have to win. We're going to have to win a couple games, I think, to get that done.
Yeah, you know, we played Holcomb, we played Hugoton in the playoffs over the last few years, and you know, those are always some tough matchups. So, yeah, I mean, need some more H's, I guess. We got them around this area.
There's so many. Coach, we really appreciate it. Thanks for making time for us, especially on a game day. We know your mind is probably really locked in on Andale. So safe travels over there, and good luck.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Heston Andale tonight, 7-0 versus 7-0. We don't see that very
often.
How
you seeing it?
How am I seeing it?
How you seeing it?
Like
you said, you're honest. You just say it like it is.
I'll see it when the final score rolls in on K-Preps.
Well done.
You want to go to that game?
I'm going to the Mays game tonight.
But do you want to go to the Andale?
Oh, I'd like to, but I can't.
Why can't you?
Because I'm going to the Mays game. How many times do I have to say it?
But why can't you?
Because I am going to a different
but
game.
You don't have to go to that.
Yes,
no
I do.
No one's making you go to that.
No one's making me, but I'm not going to miss it.
Why, though?
It's senior night.
Okay. So Avery's getting introduced.
Yes.
That's all you had to say.
Well, you just said it. But I didn't think I needed to explain the whole thing to you when I said I was going to a different game already.
Yeah,
I was going to a different game.
You can change your mind like it's...
Have you ever known me to just change my mind like that?
I've never even known you to have a mind.
Not a lot of times.
To change in the first place.
No. Keep it simple, stupid. Makes things easier.
Does it?
You don't have to think. You don't have to roll through all these scenarios and all this. No, I'm doing this. It's done. There we go. I'm going to enjoy it. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Can't wait.
There you go. See how easy that
Mays
was?
Mays is probably going to win it.
Hope so.
They're going to be feeling good going into the playoffs, just like... either Heston or Andale tonight, just like either Eisenhower or Northwest. Some huge games on the slate.
Be interesting to see what happens.
You ready to break out the Simgen?
Oh,
do you
it's
wanna
Simgen
write,
time.
Do you want to write down five or six things you'd like to know, either about the games this weekend, stuff coming up, the World Series?
Oh, I'll ask it a lot of things.
You should write down.
I don't use a pen and paper. I didn't use a prompter for 7 years at Cake. I don't need a prompter. I don't need a pen and pad. It's
no,
all right here, baby.
No one needs a prompter.
Right upstairs. It's all right here.
I don't need anything.
I don't have to think when you ask a question. It's just a question. It's really simple. Who's going to win the game tonight?
No,
done.
I'm not asking you a question.
This is what I'm going to be asking the Simgen.
Right, but you have to pick the games. You can't, you gotta be careful.
I don't have to be careful. The Simgen knows everything.
But I had to pick the five games to highlight, right, in the Friday Five.
That's fantastic.
That took some thought.
Did it?
I need you to think about what games do you want to put Pacers Knicks in there.
Absolutely not.
Really?
I don't. You can. You can throw the Pacers Knicks in there.
It's not my call. This is you. All I'm doing is giving the results.
Oh,
I'm putting the information in. I'm putting all the data in.
Well, here's the thing. I know you don't know this yet, but I actually have the Simgen 2020.
No, you don't.
You only got the 2000.
Well, then maybe you put stuff in.
You are so far behind the times.
You ready for the? Do we have a sounder for the Simgen? Do we have something going on there? Of course we have a sounder. And for those who don't know, Simgen stands for Simulator Generator. So we simulate some outcomes, they generate an outcome is what it really happens.
Yeah, it's tough to explain.
It is kind of tough.
It's tough to explain, but it's unbelievable. The technology is off the charts.
All we can tell you,
I think we got it from Jupiter. Didn't we get that when we sent that thing out?
It was somewhere in the galaxy.
Yeah, it's not an
earthbound creation.
You can't find it anywhere but here.
This is the only place you'll find the SimGen, the simulator generator. All we know, we don't know how it works necessarily. We just know it produces 100% accurate results.
It's incredible.
Uncanny is what it is.
It's incredible.
It's never been wrong.
Oh, never.
Never.
And it won't be wrong today.
And we're not even using the way updated version.
No.
I don't even know what kind of bells and whistles that thing must have.
I think that the new version actually would give you stats of each player.
It could.
But we don't know yet.
You said you got your hands on a 2020?
I got 2020, but the 2025's coming out.
Oh, my God.
And that's going to be unbelievable.
It's not coming out. It's like being assembled in space right
yes.
now.
Yes, and then we'll get it like January 3rd. It's going to be 2 days late just because it's coming from the moons of Jupiter.
That makes a
area.
Lot of sense.
It's going to take a little longer than we thought.
Absolutely. So what have you decided you want to put into the simulator generator today?
I think we'd be crazy not to put the Dodgers and Yankees in there to start with. It is game one.
Okay.
And then we're going to probably have to put in the SimGen after. Or can this SimGen do game one and the series at the same time?
You're going to have to put both in separately.
Well, put them in separately? Okay, well, I'll think about the series.
Remember, this is a previous version.
That's right. This is the old version.
True. Yeah.
So let's just do Yankees-Dodgers
game
score
tonight.
All
right, let me throw the data in. There's the...
Are you putting it... Oh, you're getting a lot in there right now.
Yeah, the data's going.
Oh. Almost sounds like Pac-Man is kicking around. You know?
I can't account for the noises in the process.
I love it. Oh,
here it comes.
It's going to spit it out.
7-5 Yankees.
No way. Just
yes.
like that, the
season? That's it. That's it. That's
Holy.
All it takes. And my goodness.
It's not going to tell us how or what innings, though, right? Because this is the older version?
This is an older version. It doesn't give us a line score. It just gives us a score.
Oh, 7-5. What do you think of that from the SimGen?
Not a huge surprise. I would have expected maybe the higher scoring games to come later in the series when the offense is used to the pitchers a little bit more.
Right.
But I think they get into the bullpens early here, maybe some home runs hit, and the Yankees win game one.
You think they get to Flaherty and Cole tonight that early? I mean, Flaherty got pumped last time he was
there. And his velocity's down, which we put in. We put that in
to
the SimGen.
We have to.
We have to put the latest information in. For it to give us the best information coming
out. Very true. And I think Juan Soto made the difference there.
Probably so.
When you just put in S-O-T-O,
yes,
I think it may have put it over the top.
A lot of that's kind of when you were hearing the dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. That end part there.
That's
that
information.
That was the Soto.
Oh. All right, game two. Well, we have to do this one.
Game two also?
Oh, no, we're not going to do game two. Do you want to do the series or should we wait?
It's up to you. Whatever you want to put in there is what we'll put in there. I just got to make sure it's clear so I can put accurate data.
Let's do the series. Let's get it over with right now so we're done with the baseball.
All right.
Like series. Oh, this is, I mean, the fact that you know all this stuff to put in.
It's crazy.
Right now. Like your fingers are just flying through
this.
They
are. It's unbelievable.
I can't believe you can type that fast.
Listen to this.
That is unbelievable.
Yankees at six.
No way.
Unbelievable.
Just like that. How does it happen?
I don't know.
The SimGen. It's unbelievable.
Yankees 4-2.
I want one to take home. But you can't find them anywhere.
Yankees in six.
Yankees in six.
That's not even.
They're going to win it in LA.
I don't even think I read that out loud as what it input, what it outputted. I think the SimGen spoke through me.
Does it?
That's kind of what happened. I don't. I just.
Well, it's from Jupiter, so it probably could do that.
It could.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let's go to football.
All right, let's do some football here.
I mean, we got to do the Sunflower Showdown, don't we?
You would think.
I would think Kansas and K-State has got to be put in the SimGen.
Since we all picked this game for points, right? Minus or
yes,
adding. We can add points to our total or subtract. It's the bonus game. What's the – I don't want to play favorites. I picked K-State. I don't want to put favorable data for K-State in there.
Well, I'll put a few stuff in because I picked KU.
Okay, so we got to balance it out.
Okay, so I'll go for the first 9 to 10 seconds, and then you finish with what you want to put in there for the final 9 or 10 seconds.
That works.
And then it'll speak through you.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait. This should be GIF. Oh.
All right, here.
Oh, I got to put that in. Oh, how can I not put that in?
Definitely put that.
This
important
is in
data.
For sure. Okay, you're up.
Here I go. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, here it comes. The last little bit. We're putting in ding 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 33-28
K-State. Whoa! Whoa!
A close one.
That is a close one.
A close one.
I like that.
That bums me out because I picked K-State.
And I picked KU getting 10.5.
Yeah, that's a lot of points. I don't know why I picked K-State. Maybe I should have consulted with the Simgen before, but then that's not fair, really.
But is it?
I don't know.
I mean,
if 100% accuracy?
You're putting in the information, so I think it's fair. We're going to have to start doing picks Friday after the Simgen. We're going to have to probably start doing that.
Yeah, especially when because Bob isn't a part of the Friday shows.
Right.
It doesn't seem like anymore.
Where's he been?
I don't know.
Is he just lost?
That could be. I wasn't here last Friday.
I can't remember. I've been here so much, I'm losing it.
I can't believe it's been a week since I've seen the Eagles.
But did you see the Eagles? You only saw them once.
I only saw them once.
And you don't like Vegas.
It's not that I don't like
Vegas. You gave it a B-, and it would have been different if the Guardians would have had a different outcome. Let's
right.
be honest.
A better grade.
A better
Or grade. Had they not been playing at all. It's just too stressful.
Well, yeah. So you can't enjoy yourself out there.
It's
That's
tough.
Too bad. That's too bad. Should we stay in the college ranks or should we go to the NFL?
I think
we need to go to the NFL.
Let's go to the NFL.
And we'd be crazy not to because two of us picked the Chiefs in this room. One picked Vegas.
Yeah, for two, not even for one.
So we got to go.
Can you explain that logic, Max? Because obviously you don't think the Raiders, in your heart of hearts, are going to do anything. So why not just put one
on? I would like Max Crosby to do what Malik Collins did, only twice as hard.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, so.
Malik Collins, my hero.
Chiefs in Vegas.
Chiefs in Vegas.
Going into the Simgen now. I mean, you got a lot of stuff to put in for the Chiefs.
So much stuff.
But the Raiders.
There's nothing.
I don't know what you're putting in there.
I don't even know what the quarterback situation looks like.
We don't know who's really going to start for sure.
Not at all.
They're saying O'Connell, but I think it's going to be Minshew because O'Connell's probably still out. It's a disaster.
Hold on. Well, sorry. We didn't get all of it in.
Okay.
27-3 Chiefs.
27-3.
27-3 Chiefs.
How are the Raiders going to score three?
I don't know. They're going to get lucky, I guess. Maybe a turnover in Chiefs territory, but it's not looking good, Max.
All my Raider fans, friends that I have, want them to tank the season now.
Yeah, well, they probably should.
They're already tanking.
When Gardner Minshew is your best option at quarterback,
you're in trouble.
And he was benched.
I think they regret.
He was already benched, but you're bringing him back.
That's
your
not
backup
a good sign.
Quarterback was benched, but you're starting him this week against
Derek
the Chiefs.
Carr, getting rid of him now.
That's a franchise in disarray.
But you get rid of Carr, and you knew where Adams only went there because Carr was there. So you know he ain't going to be happy.
No,
just and ridiculous.
Now you're completely void of talent on the offensive side, losing it on the defensive side. We got one more game to go. In the Simgen, and then next segment, we get to play a real life game.
Yes, you
no
two,
simulations.
You two
no
will be battling it out. All right. Well, we're off the rails on this show a little bit for this next one. All right.
Well, maybe we should be.
We're doing a little NHL.
Wow.
Yes.
Preds
and Jeff's Predators
coming off a win, I think.
Yeah, and playing at Chicago tonight against one of the up and comers in Bedard. How is this game going to go? The Nashville Predators and the Chicago Blackhawks. Oh,
the That's
Sim
a big
Gym.
One.
This is new for the Sim Gym.
Yeah, so we might need a little extra time. Max, if you could go through it and then maybe restart it once it kind of gets toward the end there?
Sure, because the Bruins lost to the Predators, and Jim Montgomery should be fired by the end of the week.
Uh-oh.
Not only beat him, we shut him out.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
Handled him.
Oh. What are you putting in for this?
There's a lot.
This is...
Nashville, this might be the time to restart it.
This is brand new. I can't wait to see what this happens. It's going to spit something goofy out. I know it.
I think it might.
If it spits out like a double-digit score, I'll be shocked. Because that probably shouldn't happen.
Shootout win for the Preds.
A shootout win.
Isn't that crazy? 4-3.
Wow. No.
Yes.
4-3 for the Preds tonight in a shootout in Chicago. And they start mounting a huge win streak.
A two-game win streak with Columbus and Tampa. And Edmonton to close out the month.
Edmonton is not doing well. They started this way last year. It was ridiculous. They were like 3-10 or some, and then they went on like a 17-game winning streak. So we'll see what happens with Edmonton.
Yeah, once everything starts to gel with Nashville, all these new players they got.
Oh, and Pittsburgh's at Edmonton tonight. Sidney Crosby against Connor McDavid.
You want to do a bonus?
We should do a bonus one. We got to do one more bonus one because I want to know who wins that one.
That is a big one.
Because that's a good game.
That is a big one.
If that's it's on ESPN Plus. I might even tune in a little bit.
This is kind of one with limited data.
Yes. Well, it's early in the season,
because it's
right?
a bonus game.
And it's a bonus game.
We don't
game.
Know a lot about these teams
That's
yet.
True. That's true. A lot of offense in Edmonton, but they haven't been looking good. Oh, this guy, I hope it doesn't break my heart here.
Here's the result. I'm unfolding it. 5-1 Pittsburgh.
No!
Yeah.
How dare... Simjin.
Oh, my goodness.
Did it say... Pittsburgh's going to hold Edmonton to a goal tonight?
I guess.
Simjin, we got to upgrade.
Again, it doesn't discriminate.
We got to get an upgrade.
Doesn't care who you're a fan of. Doesn't care who you're rooting for.
Oh, I can't believe
that. It just spits out results.
I might as well just, after the show, go to bed. There's no point in staying up anymore.
I wouldn't. 5-1. Do you really want to subject yourself to that?
No, I don't. Man. Oh, the Simjin something. It was nice to have it back. I haven't had it in a while.
It has been a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks, Max, for dusting it off for us. Literally.
And plugging it in and everything.
Yeah. A lot of work.
And recoding it.
All right. That was hour number one. Went by in a flash, it did.
Just gone.
And I think hour number two is going to be something similar. We'll start it with a little competition. Maybe some friendly competition, maybe not. But a game between Max and me coming up. Hour two, Bob and Jeff, KFH.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We the people of the ballpark
are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.